Things to make and do. Fun stuff. President Gordon B. Hinckley Crossword by Hillary Hendricks. You can learn about President Gordon B. Hinckley, the 15th president of the church, by doing this crossword puzzle. Read the clues, then fill in the puzzle by choosing the correct answer from the list. Earaches, families, Marjorie, prayer, radio, school, tabernacle, temples, tools, week. Two across. President Gordon B. Hinckley was the last prophet of the church to speak in General Conference from this building in Salt Lake City. Now General Conference speakers talk to us from the Conference Center. Tabernacle. Five across. He directed the church to build many small blank all over the world, instead of only a few larger ones. Temples. Six across. Before his call to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, he taught the gospel by writing programs about the church to be broadcast over the blank. Radio. Seven across. As a young boy, he did not like going to blank, but he changed his mind when he grew older. School. Eight across. When he left for his mission to England, he traveled across the country by train, then crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a steamship. The ship took a blank to get to England. Week. Nine across. He and his wife knew family blank was especially important. They made sure to gather their children for this every day. Prayer. One down. President Hinckley asked the saints to strengthen their blank and to treat each person kindly. Families. Three down. His wife, blank, has often traveled with him to meet and speak to the saints. Marjorie. Four down. When he was a child, he was often ill with allergies and blank. Earaches. Five down. From the time he was a little boy, he loved blank. When he grew up, he used them to build a house for his wife and children. Tools. 3D Fall Pumpkin by Tracy Sikink. You may need assistance with this activity. To make a fun fall pumpkin, you will need a ruler, 4 8.5-inch or 21.6-centimeter square pieces of orange construction paper, a pencil, scissors, 4 8.5-inch, 21.6-centimeter square pieces of black construction paper, glue, and a piece of green construction paper. 1. Stack the 4 pieces of orange construction paper. Fold the stack in half. 2. Draw half the shape of a pumpkin on the top paper, starting at the fold. Then cut out the pumpkin through all the thicknesses at once, but don't cut the folds. You may need an older person's help cutting through the paper thicknesses. 3. Draw an outline of the pumpkin's eyes, nose, and mouth on each orange paper. Each one may have a different face. Cut them out. See the illustration. 4. Glue a piece of black paper to one side of each pumpkin face and cut off the extra paper around the edge. Crease the black paper by refolding each pumpkin. 5. Stand the 4 pumpkins up with the folds in the center, the faces facing out. Then glue half of a pumpkin's black side to half of the next pumpkin's black side. Repeat this procedure until all the pumpkin halves are glued together. See illustration. 6. Draw 4 leaves with short stems on the green paper. Cut them out and glue them to the top of the pumpkin. We have a picture of a cartoon, a squirrel standing on a hammock in which a man is asleep on his back, resting with his hands folded over his large belly. His mouth is open wide as he snores. The hammock is attached to 2 trees, both of which have a lot of leaves, and acorns falling from the trees onto the ground. Each of the trees also has a large open knot hole in the tree. The squirrel has apparently been hiding his acorns in the knot holes of the trees. Now he's standing on the hammock above the man, placing an acorn in the wide open mouth of the man as he snores. It's a good hiding place. FHE, Sustaining the Prophet Activity. When we sustain the president of the church, our living prophet, we agree to listen to him, learn from him, and do what he asks us to do. We know that his counsel comes from the Lord. You may need assistance with this activity. Instructions. 1. Remove pages 24 and 25 from the magazine and mount them on heavy paper or lightweight cardboard. Then, cut off page 25 and the symbols at the right and place the symbols in an envelope. On the right-hand side are a series of symbols in circles. The symbols include things such as a child being baptized, a child receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, a symbol of a sunshine representing the celestial kingdom, a child who's happy with a smile on his face, a CTR ring, a covered wagon symbolizing pioneers, the word faith, a house, a girl saying thanks, a picture of God the Father, a picture of Jesus Christ, the words Holy Ghost, a picture of Joseph Smith, a heart symbolizing love, a picture of a missionary, a music note, a child with his arms folded in prayer, a street sign with a U-turn symbol symbolizing repentance, a sacrament tray, an open book of scriptures, the spires of the temple, a loaf of bread and an apple symbolizing word of wisdom, and a stack of coins with one set apart, symbolizing tithing. 2. President Hinckley speaks to us at least 3 times during General Conference. At the beginning of conference, Saturday morning, at the end of conference, Sunday afternoon, and usually during the Sunday morning session. Listen to what he says, then write down counsel he gives us and examples he uses from scriptures, his own life, and or church history. 3. Write down ways you will sustain him by obeying his counsel from the Lord. 4. Choose symbols that illustrate his counsel and how you will obey it, and glue them next to what you have written for steps 2 and 3. If he talks about something for which you find no symbol, draw one of your own. We have at the bottom of the page 2 areas. The first has the heading, President Hinckley's Teachings and Examples He Used. Below that, What I Will Do to Sustain Him. FHE, Kitchen Crafts. Cook a harvest-time dinner for your family with an older person's help. Making, then eating or delivering no-bake bat cookies would be a great family home evening activity. No-bake bat cookies. In addition to the ingredients listed below, you will need a pencil, a piece of tracing paper, scissors, 2 8.5 by 11 inch or 21.6 centimeter by 28 centimeter pieces of heavy black paper, and waxed paper. Ingredients: 1/4 cup butter, 1/4 cup milk, 1 cup sugar, 1.5 tablespoons baking cocoa, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 3 cups rolled oats, 24 cinnamon candies for the eyes. 1. Trace the bat wing and ear patterns on this page. Cut them out. Using these patterns, trace 24 wings and 24 ears onto the black paper and cut them out. Set aside. 2. In a saucepan over medium heat, stir and melt together the butter, milk, sugar, cocoa, and salt. Stirring constantly, bring the mixture to a boil and cook for 1 minute. 3. Remove the saucepan from the heat and stir in the oats. 4. Drop the dough by heaping tablespoonfuls onto a waxed paper-covered cookie sheet. After 5 minutes, use clean fingers to smooth each cookie into a ball shape. 5. Insert the wings, ears, and eyes, see the illustration, into the cookie. Refrigerate them for 1 hour before serving. Makes 12 bat cookies. Cider stew. 5 tablespoons flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1.5 pounds or 0.68 kilograms of beef stew meat, cut into 1-inch 2.5 centimeter cubes, 3 tablespoons cooking oil, 3/4 cups water, 1.5 cups apple cider, 1.5 tablespoons vinegar, 2 carrots, peeled, and cut into 1-inch or 2.5 centimeter pieces. 2 medium potatoes, scrubbed and cut into 1-inch 2.5 centimeter chunks. 1 cup frozen corn, 1 cup frozen green beans, 1 medium onion, chopped. 1. In a medium bowl, combine the flour, salt, and pepper. Add the meat, stir to coat. Heat the oil in a large pot over medium-high heat, then add the meat. Cook and stir it until browned. 2. Pour in the water, cider, and vinegar. As soon as the mixture boils, reduce the heat, cover, and simmer for 30 minutes. 3. Remove the lid, stir in the remaining ingredients. Turn up the heat and bring to a boil. Then, reduce the heat, cover and simmer for 30 to 45 minutes more, or until the vegetables are tender. Makes 6 servings. End of the section, Things to Make and Do. FHE